Chapter 5. Raggedy Ann and the Painter. Marcella's mama wanted Marcella's room to be painted. The painters were coming early the next day, so she put the dolls on a high shelf in the middle of the room. The dolls had to sleep on the shelf that night. All the dolls laid on top of each other. Raggedy Ann had many dolls lying on top of her. She asked them to move. The dolls began moving to one side. Now Raggedy Ann was able to sit up.
"Thank you. That is so much better," she said. "I'll be happy when morning comes," she said. "Marcella will take us to the garden and play with us."
The dolls did not sleep that night. They sat and talked all night long. When it was morning, the painters came to work early. Marcella did not have time to move her dolls. She had to stay out of the way. One of the painters was a young man. He saw the dolls and took Raggedy Ann down from the shelf.
"Look at this rag doll, Jim," he said to another painter. "She's nice."
He began to whistle a song. He took Raggedy Ann by the hands and danced with her. She enjoyed the dance a lot. The other dolls sat on the shelf and did not move. They did not want the men to know that the dolls were really alive.
"Put her back on the shelf," said one of the other men. "The little girl will be angry with you."
But the young painter danced and danced with Raggedy Ann. Finally, he started throwing her up in the air and catching her. This was fun for Raggedy. As she flew up near the shelf, the dolls smiled at her. They were happy for her. But the next time the young painter threw Raggedy Ann up into the air, he couldn't catch her. Raggedy Ann fell into a bucket of paint.
"I told you," said the older painter, "and now you will be in trouble."
"I didn't mean to," said the young painter. "What should I do?"
"Put her back on the shelf," answered the other man.
So the young painter put Raggedy Ann back upon the shelf. The paint on her head fell down onto her dress. After breakfast, Marcella came into her room. She saw Raggedy with paint all over her, and she began to cry. The young painter felt sorry and told her what had happened.
"If you will let me," he said, "I will take her home and clean her up. I'll bring her back in 2 days.
Marcella wanted Raggedy Ann to be clean, so she agreed. That evening, the young painter covered Raggedy Ann in paper so he wouldn't get paint on himself, and he took her home. All the dolls felt sad that night because Raggedy Ann was not with them.
"Poor Raggedy. I wanted to cry when I saw the paint all over her."
"She didn't look like our Raggedy Ann at all,"
said the tin soldier. He was crying.
"The paint covered her smile and nose. You couldn't even see her button eyes,"
said Helen. And so the dolls talked that night and the next night. But in the daytime, when the painters were there, the dolls stayed very quiet. On the second day, the young painter brought Raggedy home. She looked clean, and Marcella hugged her and thanked the painter. After dinner, Marcella came in and put Raggedy on the shelf with the other dolls. When the house was quiet for the night, the dolls said, "Tell us what happened, Raggedy Ann."
"Oh, I'm so happy I fell in the paint," said Raggedy. "I had the happiest time. The painter took me home. He told his mama why I was covered with paint. She took a rag and cleaned my button eyes. Then I saw that she was a very pretty lady. But the paint had gone inside my head," said Raggedy Ann. "It made the cotton inside wet. I couldn't think clearly, and my hair had paint in it. So the kind lady took off my hair. Then she opened my head and took out all the wet cotton. I felt so much better then. The next day she washed the paint off me. Then she hung me on the clothesline to dry. And while out on the clothesline, what do you think happened?"
"We don't know," all the dolls cried.
"Well, a little bird came and sat near me. She then picked cotton from my head to make her nest.
Wasn't that sweet? Cried all the dolls.
Yes, it was,
answered Raggedy Ann.
It made me very happy. When I was dry, the lady took me in the house again. Then she put new cotton inside me and sewed me up. She also put new hair on my head. Then she did something else, but it's a secret,
said Raggedy Ann.
Oh, tell us the secret, said all the dolls.
I know you won't tell anyone, so I will tell you the secret. That is why my smile is bigger now,
said Raggedy Ann. The dolls all looked at Raggedy Ann's smile and saw that it was bigger than before.
When the lady put the new white cotton in my body,
said Raggedy Ann,
she also put a beautiful red candy heart inside me. So that is the secret. That is why I'm so happy. Feel here,
said Raggedy Ann. All the dolls could feel Raggedy Ann's beautiful new heart, and they were very happy for her. After a while, the tin soldier asked,
Is something written on your new heart, Raggedy Ann?
I'm so happy you asked. I forgot to tell you,
answered Raggedy Ann.
It says, I love you.